Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Cherry, and welcome to Starlight Show. I don't know how many of you have heard my show last night on the George Norrie, but it was pretty intense having so many people asking questions, wondering about me, what I do. I even had somebody who asked me a question about crystal. And as I said, the only thing I know about crystal is that I use their power to channel my own energy into someone else to heal that person. What else? I had so many people that were listening and all day and all night this request came in. People don't understand, people don't just understand. When I'm done with a show, I'm usually done. It doesn't work that way because there's so many people out there that needs help, that need direction, and I'm only one man show. Maybe I should calm myself. What about that? Is anybody out there who knows how to do that? Let me know. Some people say, hey, Dr. Drew, you should get help. I got all the help in the world and more. I got so many volunteers, don't know what to do with them. But it doesn't work that way. When it comes to the job, people rely on me, and that's why I have to ask all of you that are listening, if you have ordered a reading for me, please be patient. Can't be rushed. I cannot be pushed and in the process do a bad job for you or anyone else for that matter. So I want to take this opportunity, by the way, to thank you, the many of you that are still waiting after 3, 4, 5 months now. I got such a long waiting list, and orders are still pouring in. I guess that's the price that I have to pay. All day long, I'm working, answering email, doing readings, taking care of all so many things. And it's very much time-consuming, but that is my gift. That's my karma. And that's what I'm here for, to help every one of you the best way I can. I've been there, done that. I'm sure for the new listeners that don't know about this, when I arrived in this country in 1984, I only had $50 in my pocket. I was literally homeless. No green card, no house, no car, no pet, no girlfriend. No social security. That was a chance that I took. And that's what I'm always saying to people. The worst thing that can happen to you is to lead a better life or wanted to have a better life and find love and find happiness, find peace of mind, find wisdom, and do nothing about it. And that's where the problem is. Too many people are expecting me to change their life. Doesn't work that way. I'm an example. And so you want to follow my footsteps, right? Not asking anyone to go 3,000 or 4,000 miles away from their closest family member from home. I remember when I was walking along the seafront in San Diego. I was pretty petrified, to tell you the truth. Let me bring you back. Let me bring you back in 1973 or 74, a long time ago, for those of you who are pretty young listening to this show. I was working during those days in a holiday camp, an English holiday camp in the south of France, in the French Riviera, where I'm from. And in the summer, this place is literally packed with foreigners. Americans, English especially. And I had a job. I was a washer-up. I was washing plates. That was my job. And there was like a couple of hundreds of English people. Young kids, 15, 16, 18, all the way to 25 years old. And they were enjoying the beautiful sun in the south of France. and enjoying the beautiful Mediterranean Sea and the good food that we're so famous for. And I was working, and I befriended with another French guy, and of course, we were not exactly shy, so we picked up a couple of nice little girls, English girls. Everything was fine with my girl, but my friends picked up a girl, and she had a boyfriend that was on the camp, and that brought some sparks, of course, so two or three, you know, guys go against him, and I had to join in, and whatever. Luckily for me, I stopped the fighting before the management caught us, and he was caught, so he got fired, of course. And he told me, he says, "Louis, when this holiday season is over, I'm going to come and get you. And then we're going to go to London, and we are going to meet those girls." And you know what? I'm telling you, people, anytime you deal with somebody born in November, Scorpio, which is the sign of death, the sign of drama, the sign that control the birthing process, the decay process, be careful, because if a Scorpio said to you, "I will be back," guess what? He will. 2 months later, the season is over, and here I am, just collect my paycheck, and I'm walking out of the office, and I thought, okay, what am I going to do next? I was in the street already. I couldn't go back home. My stepfather and I, we had some problems. He was headstrong, I was headstrong, so I decided to get out of the way. So here he is, Roland. My friend Roland was there. He said, "Hey, Louis, are you ready?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, remember, we're supposed to go to London." He said, I found a job somewhere else, and I got some money to pay for my train, and now you have your paycheck, so let's do it." I said, "Okay." I only had my guitar and a little shirt and a short, and I don't know, it might be $80. And I had nowhere to go, and he was there. And that little English girl, I broke up with her anyway, well before Roland came back. And that was a start. I had like a couple of girlfriends after her, and then I didn't want to turn my friend down, so I said, "Okay, never been to England, might be a good experience, so let's go." So we took the train, and for the first time in my life, I took the ferry. We crossed the English Channel, and we arrived in London at Victoria Station. All was beautiful and great. However, remember, the temperature in the south of France was like, 28 degrees. It was nice, in September, at the end of September. But in London, it was a very different situation. And I didn't think, first of all, have the idea, the money, to buy warm clothing. So I just arrived in Victoria Station, as I was. And the problem is, what do I do now for a living? What do I do now for a living? Well, the only thing I had is my guitar. So I play guitar in the tube on the underground. And three guys came to me, and I didn't know that they were like a mafia in the tube. You're not supposed to sing anywhere you want in the tubes. I didn't know that. So those three guys came along, dirty, with long hair, armless guys, and they start to fight with me. And of course, they broke my guitar. They threw my little bag under the train, and I was completely, totally destitute, and I couldn't speak a word of English. And then one day I thought, man, I'm so starving. Let's go shopping. And I had like 2 or 3 P in my pocket, and I went to the local store outside of Victoria Station. And I picked up the cheapest of the cheapest can that I could find out there. I came back to Victoria Station in my car, and I opened it with my little knife, and I ate it. And it was pretty chunky stuff. Then I took my little French dictionary, and I looked. Okay, what the word dog mean and what the word food mean? This is how I have learned English. I had myself my first test of dog food. And guess what? I was so starving that even though I understood it, I still ate it. That's to tell you how I started. I was just terrible. Every single day I was freezing cold, I was starving, I was losing weight so fast. My friend Roland, of course, was spending most of the day watching football in the little cafe instead of trying to find a way to make money. So I said, hey, you go your way and I go mine, you know. Now it's survival instinct. And I went outside into the rain and the cold, and I started to knock at every single door that I put my hand on. I knocked restaurant. I never seen so many Indians, so many Iranian, Iraqis. Oh my gosh, London is loaded with foreigners. And I was asking, Monsieur, Madame, s'il vous plaît, vous avez du travail pour moi? I was asking, of course, in French, because I couldn't speak English, if they had any job for me so I could survive, I could eat something. I don't know how many miles that is. I don't know how many thousands of doors that I knocked. None of them opened for me. And I was so depressed, and I was crying, and I was starving. I said, oh, my gosh, I didn't have even the money to go back home. I was literally stuck. And then one day, I said, you know what, I still have to do it. If I don't do anything, I'm just going to die here. I've got to do something. So I got myself together, and every single day under the rain and frozen, I was asking for a job. And then this lady one day was walking by me, and she had some bags, and she was going to the big trash can, and she could barely carry the bags. So I went there and said, excusez-moi, madame, listen, what was the day? Excuse me, ma'am, let me help you. She looked at me, and she answered in full French, oh, merci, jeune homme. Thank you, young boy. And then we strike a conversation. And that lady, husband, just a couple of months earlier died. And she was running a little bed and breakfast. She understood my situation. And she said, oh, my gosh, I can't believe what. So she was able to speak French. And she was from Switzerland. She was also able to speak English. Her husband was British. And she gave me my first job. My first job, again, was to clean plates. And it was so interesting. And then I was so starving. She said, look, the fridge is right here. Just eat whatever you want. Oh, my gosh. I put that pan on the fire. I ate eggs nonstop. Of course, the next day I was all yellow. My liver gave up on me because I ate, I don't know, about 30 eggs or maybe more. I don't know. I stuffed myself with eggs. I just literally, oh, my gosh. It was a very interesting time. And then there were a little girl who was working there, like 18 years old. And I was about, the same age or so. And she became my first girlfriend, my second girlfriend. And she began to teach me a little bit of English, but after 3 months, I was still lost. Then I used to spend my time at Victoria Station walking along the long telephone lines and asking people, hey, excuse me, parlez-vous français, monsieur? I was just trying to hear something I could understand. You know, I was trying to listen to somebody speak French so I could maybe get some help. And then finally, again, you know, as I have learned all over my life, I have learned that the future is the reincarnation of the thought. So I have learned that when you mean business, sooner or later, your subconscious will reach the superconscious in time and space, and we bring the people and your options and your opportunities. So you got to have faith. And then one day, this guy was there. You know, he was speaking French. And I spoke to him, and I said, hey, you know what? I'm lost. I'm in London. I don't speak English. Is there any way you could help me to find a job where there is some French people? He said, yeah. I am the manager of a 5-stars hotel in Eastbourne, which is about, I don't know, maybe 85 miles from London, on the south part of London, of the UK. And he gave me his card, and he said, look, just show up. You know, this is a French restaurant, and we need waiters. And here you go. I went down there. The old lady was so mad at me. She says, Louis, you promised me you were going to work, save money, and go back home. I said, yeah, but this is what I'm going to do. There is a better job, and there is financial. I'm going to be much better. And my little girlfriend, of course, was upset because, you know, I had to go, you know. And anyway, so I hacked both of them. They were crying, and then I left. And I went down to Eastbourne. I arrived in this magnificent, absolutely majestic, huge restaurant, hotel, five-star hotel. Of course, because I could not speak English and I had no experience whatsoever in restoration, I end up washing plates again and cleaning floors again. And trust me, I was in the basement. My room, I was taken care of. Of course, they gave me food and they gave me board and the place, the bed, so to speak. I was in the basement. Cucarachas was bigger than the one you've seen from Madagascar on this place. It's ridiculous. Dirty, smelly, wet, cold. And then, oh my gosh, you have to realize in England you have no middle class. It's either you have the very wealthy, snobby kings and queens, or you have the poor working class who cannot afford anything. That's sad enough, the reality of, in England. It's just the way it is. There's no middle class. So I was in a very low range. I was just a peasant, a destitute. But at least I had a place to stay. I had food, and I had a little job. And there I was. And you know what? The Five Stars Hotel is a real big place to clean every single day. And I get to connect with other guys that probably spend their lives working. They are old guys. As a matter of fact, there was two old guys. One of the brother was taking care of his old brother, which was sick and about to die, basically. As a matter of fact, I saw him in his dead bed a couple of years, 3 years later when I worked at St. Mary's Hospital.
Hi, Dr. Trudy. This is Bernice from San Diego, California.
And, okay, I've been cut off in the middle of my stories here. I do not do reading until 9:30. We have 10 more minutes to go, honey. Could you hold on or call back later?
Sure, that will work.
Yeah, yes. I want to help you, but I have to finish my story, okay? You were not listening?
Yes. Well,
okay.
Actually, I'm having trouble with my computer, so
I
that's
see.
Okay.
Just hold on a second, okay? Let me pack it up so people don't stay hanging up here, okay?
Thank you.
Just a second. All right, so, I find a place where I could live, where I can eat, and there is so much more to tell you from where I really came from, England, and all my way up to America and make my own American dream. And there is so many things that are so very interesting that I have to tell you about my life and why you should trust me and why you should follow my footpath, because from where I came from is nothing else than hell. But I turn it into paradise because I know better. So from there, I had wishes, very, very deep wishes. I didn't want to spend my life in there. I really, really was very depressed, very upset about, you know, after a year doing this job, could barely speak English after a year. And then one day, I was in a room by myself, the light was off, and I was sitting by myself. And during those days, I used to smoke. I was young, I was stupid, and the light was off. And all of a sudden, I thought I was alone. The door opened a little bit, and somebody looked inside and shut the door immediately. I said, oh my gosh, who was that? And then the door opened again, and that person just flipped the switch on and lit up the entire room, and he saw me on the table smoking. And he says, what are you doing here? I said, well, guess what? I'm very depressed, and then I'm sorry. I just wanted to be left by myself. He said, but you're smoking, and that could put fire, you know. And talking about fire, he said to me, I could fire you too. That was the general manager. Luckily for me, the man was a Pisces. He recognized that I was French, and he was speaking fluently French to me. And he said, okay, your English is not that good, but you should be able to do something. He says, come with me. And I follow him in his office. Okay? And he picked up the phone and he talked to the bar manager of the American bar. And he said, look, I have this French guy here. Do you have any position for him? I'd like you to give him a little job behind the bar. And guess what? The general manager gave me a job. I finally had a job as a waiter. I was carrying drinks. I could not understand most of the time what the people were asking, but I was listening. For example, somebody was saying gin and tonic. To me, gin and tonic meant nothing, but I used to listen gin and tonic, and I used to go to the bar and say, gin and tonic. And the guy says, what? Gin and tonic. Oh, gin and tonic. You know, I was just repeating what I was hearing, basically. And I raised myself to a different level. And how, from being so depressed, being alone in this dark room, for me to attract the general manager, and for the general manager to call the American bar manager and literally telling him to give me a job, was a bit of luck. Somebody would say it's luck. It is not luck. I meant it. I was depressed. I really wanted to raise to a different position. I had enough of the dumpness, and the cold, and you know, I was not happy down there. So, not only did I get a better position, but I was raised to a different level of the hotel, where I didn't have to be, you know, right at the basement to a two or three level under the ground. So I was feeling a little bit better. So. We have about 5 minutes for me to take the calls. Next week, I will pick it up exactly where I left. And trust me, you really don't want to miss that, because I'm going to explain to you from saloon bar waiter how I became, from the American bar, little waiter who couldn't speak English, how I became the general manager of the saloon bar less than 6 months later. And it's not by hard work, trust me. It's all because of the subconscious power that I did not know I used during those days subconsciously. So this is where I will pick it up next week, and so you will tune in and we finish that story. Now, caller, are you here or not?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay, you need to speak a little bit loud, because I cannot hear you, okay? What's your name?
Okay. My name is Bernice. I'm from San Diego, California.
Brittany? What's your name again?
Bernice? Right. Uh-huh.
Denise is a French
California.
Name. This is a beautiful name. Okay, now. Excuse me?
Are you going to come to San Diego?
Yeah, I have a radio show to do in La Jolla. All right.
Oh,
then,
good.
Denise, give me your date of birth, honey.
8/29/77.
Did you listen
right.
to my show last night on the George Norrie?
I'm sorry, can you hear that?
I said, did you listen to my show with the George Norrie last night on Coast to Coast?
No, I didn't, but I checked my email right now and I just saw what
I see.
The balance show.
All right, now let me look at you a little bit here. Annie, I'm going to ask you a few things. You say yes or you say no, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I see you being a little bit of a dreamer. Do you see yourself as a dreamer?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Okay, all right. Now, are you religious or not? Just a question.
I am.
Because I see, were you raised religiously?
Yes, I was.
I can see that, too.
In fact, I was gonna be a nun. That was
I see. That's why I'm asking you that, because I'm looking at some of your past lives, and they evolve around priesthood, and that's why
yeah.
I ask you. Now, don't
yes.
give me any information, because I was gonna tell you these things. Say yes or say no, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. Now let me see. Have you thought of writing?
Am I what?
Have you thought of writing? Writing.
Writing
books or writing poetry. Writing. Have you thought
oh.
of writing? Yes
well,
or no?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. Because you do have great abilities here. Now, I'm looking at your gift. You have gift. You are very interested about people's psyche. You have gift in psychology. You have gift in interior designing. You have gift in the art. And it looks like if the universe wants you to do something for children. Have you thought of that yet?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I am going to be a special ed teacher. I'm pursuing a career in that.
There you go. So you're doing exactly what your dragon said wants you to do. You're going to be doing just fine. However, there is something with your upbringing that was a little bit eccentric, a little bit unstable with you, including, of course, all the religious stuff that you had to endure. So you need to let go of the past, okay? You're very competitive, though. You're very competitive, even though that you have this dreamy, artistical side about yourself, honey. You are also very competitive. You have to remember that your sun sign is Virgo, correct?
Yes.
But you were born in August, correct?
Yes.
So you were born into the constellation of Leo with your sun sign in Virgo. Remember, I don't practice astrology. I practice astropsychology, which
right.
is a mixture of traditional psychology and Nostradamus divine astrology, which has nothing to do with the mathematical jargon that you find in modern astrology or your local horoscope newspaper. Do that make sense again?
Yeah.
All right. Have you thought of moving yet or not?
Of what? Moving?
Yeah. Just a question, because I see you getting either closer or away from the water. You're not aware yet. Remember, I'm ahead of you. Have you thought of it or not?
I'm close to the water, yes.
Okay,
yes.
But have you thought of relocating?
If I thought of relocating?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
uh-huh.
Because you need to be where there is like an exotic area, nice and warm. You hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
That's where you're going to go. Now, for your information, how long have you been? Have you learned the stars before? Have you read about astrology?
Yes, I have.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
good. You definitely have what it takes to be a good student of mine. If you decide that you want to become a student, because you know I'm going to be going to Hawaii in June, yes?
Yes, I know.
Okay, and I understand that $1,500 is a lot of money. I understand that. But I tell you what, if you want to go to Hawaii and you mean business, what I'm going to do for you, I'm going to charge you $900, so that's $600 that you can save for your plane ticket to Hawaii. Now, I got a better deal for you. You can bring another friend with you. Another person for $250 more. That means you and your friends can share the bill. Do I make sense?
Yeah, that's
and then
great.
It would uh-huh. it would be even cheaper if you do it that way. And that's why I want to do it that way. You have a set of stars which could be very much used to promote astropsychology to the children of the future. So if you decide to go into astropsychology, let me know, and I will work with you, okay?
All right, thanks. Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, you will be working for children. I can tell you, you will do very well indeed. And I can tell you, you're going to move, and you're going to do a lot of restructure, and you're probably going to enter a very good relationship within the next few months from now. And that relationship will start close to the water or in an environment which is either highly spiritual or highly artistic. And the person could also be exotic. You got that?
Wow, yeah, I got that.
Just remember, I'm ahead of you, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, love.
Okay, bye-bye.
No problem. All right, now, is there any caller now on the line? Talk to me. Nobody else just yet? Nobody? Ah, there is somebody. Who is there?
Thank you.
Who is there?
This is Fran.
You have to speak a bit louder, Annie, so I can hear you. My system is a bit weak. I can barely hear you. What's your name again?
Is that better?
Yes, that's much better. All right, what's your name again?
My name is Fran.
France.
Right.
French name.
No, actually, it's Italian.
France?
It's Francis, but I'm Italian.
How do you spell it?
My grandparents were Italian.
How do you spell it, honey? How do you spell your name?
F-R-A-N-C-E-S.
C-E-S. Sounds
right.
Like France to me. Francis.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Now, what's your date of birth, Francis?
It's September 23rd, 1951.
Okay. September 23rd, 1951.
51. Right.
Now, this is, again, a very, very advanced astrological chart here that I have for you here. It's funny because Virgos, and I have thousands of students over the world. Virgos, would it be in the month of September born like you, or the lady that called before you, which means born in August but the sun sign in Virgo, they are my top students. And if you were to master astropsychology and raise your cosmic consciousness, you would understand why Virgos are so special and why Virgos are my best students. Isn't that interesting? Now, I can tell you a few things. You're going to say yes or no, okay? I see you being very fussy, very critical. Are you or not?
Yes.
Now, do plants die around you or not?
Do I plan what?
Do plants die around you? Do you have a green thumb or do they die?
They die.
That's what I thought, yes. You suck on the energy of a plant's life around you. All right, let me see something else with you. You have a very strong sense of detail and attention, and you worry too much about little things, including your health. Correct or not?
Yes, true.
I see all that. All right, now, you have extraordinary gift in communication, and indeed, you should write. Are you, or have you thought of writing?
I don't write, but I've had quite a few people tell me that I should write.
Well, yeah. Do you use your camera? Do you take pictures, photography? You like it?
I sketch a lot.
That's what I thought, yes. Yeah, you're putting your expressive power through your hands, and that's okay. That's okay, no problem. All right, now, do you look younger than your age?
I don't know, really. I think I do look about my age.
Do people say you look younger than your age or not?
Most of the time, yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, now, let me see. You have a fear, Francis. You have a fear of, I don't want to be nasty, but you got to take it, okay? You can handle it, all right? You have a fear of never finding love or a partner that fits you because you're so critical. But you're a keeper, I'll tell you that right away. You have a lot to offer. Now, this is due to the location of Saturn in your chart into the sign of Libra. And this means also finding somebody that you really care or find happiness, love, balance, and harmony towards the middle part of your life or the latest part of your life. In the process, you could attract people much older or much younger than you. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
All right.
I haven't been attracting anyone lately, though. I haven't been looking.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, you have to remember one thing. If you are too critical, too fussy, too picky, you will neutralize the seat of attraction between human beings. And then the next thing you know, you're going to go back to your past life where you were a nun. That's why sometimes you don't talk to nobody and you stay home. However, you're very good at talking to yourself or through the computer. Do I make sense again?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, right. All right. You have the same dragon's head and tail than the most famous prophets of all time. Nostradamus, Edgar Casey, Madame Blavatsky. Who else? Marie Curie, you heard of Marie Curie, of course.
Oh, yes.
You have the same dragon and this fantastic lady. So that tells me in your past life you were a doctor, that's why you're so fussy. Okay? And you have also past life evolving around Germany and before that all the way to the Sumerians. And this is where you have learned all the secrets of plants and nature, including the stars. During those days, many disappeared civilizations were master astronomers. You understand that? Astronomers is just a name. They were not astronomers during those days. For your information, astronomy is a byproduct of astrology, which is a very, very much older science.
Yes, and I know that.
You understand that?
Yes, I understand.
All right, let me see what I see here. Do you have good memory? I see don't tell me anything. I see. I see yes or no. Don't lead me, honey. Let me shout for you, okay?
Right. No.
Okay. Don't let other people believe that you are ADD or you have a poor memory, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're set by the universe to retain only higher information, and you're set by the universe to proceed through the superconscious with objectivity, so that's why sometimes you don't remember things. Do that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right, so ADD is not a disorder in your case. It's a gift. Einstein, including myself, are ADD. So I have also, like you, the moon in Gemini, and that's why I write books. This is why I'm a speaker. Now, let me see. You got Venus in your first house in the sign of Virgo, though. Venus is the goddess of love and beauty. And in the sign of Virgo, she's going to make you very magnetic, either physically attractive or very artistic, or both, all of the above. But in the sign of Virgo, your Venus is a little bit cold, especially on the dragon's tail. You have the dragon's tail in the sign of Virgo. Now, the idea is to reach your head of the dragon and tap in your subconscious and understand the creative forces of your subconscious through the world of Pisces. You have the pot of fortune in Pisces, though. That means, again, you're very lucky in an exotic place, close to the water, or anything that is highly spiritual or highly artistic. Does that make sense again?
Yes.
All right. Now, in the affairs of love, I see you having a bit of problem. You tend to attract people that are deceiving.
True.
Yeah. And so stay clear from those that drink, that take drugs, the religious lunatics, because they are not going to help you. That's all on your tail. These are the people that are connected with you karmically. As far as the forecast is concerned, early June 2006, the tail of the dragon is going to be moving in Virgo, right on you. So you're going to be forced to restructure the atomic structure of your own body. So don't let anything that is too that would worry you about your health get the best of you, okay?
Yeah.
This energy may want you to either take on yoga or maybe take some dieting or exercise, but you're going to restructure your entire self. The head of the dragon is going to be moving on your head of the dragon, so you're going to have what you call a mutual reception of your dragon. And in the sign of Pisces, it's right on your seventh house. There's such a great option for you over the next 2 years to get married and to face the world with a very different attitude. That is, again, if you manage to swim upstream until the head of the dragon in Pisces. And to
right.
do that, you have to be aware of some specific rules. Have you considered learning astrology or astro-psychology?
I have thought about it. The holdback for me is financial.
Okay.
I
already gave a serious break to that lady before you. And you're a Virgo also. I mean, Virgos
yes.
are definitely somebody that I will compromise for because you're the gift that you have with computers and communication and your dragon's head. You know, remember, the worst that you can do is to expect a better life, finding love and a big and beautiful career and do nothing about it. Does that make sense again?
Yes,
it does. If you want change, you have to take chances, regardless where it is. Honey, I was in France. 1,000 miles away. I took a chance to come here, totally destitute. Look at me now. Do that make sense?
Yes.
You've got to mean business. Your dragon set is in Pisces. You have a specific connection with your subconscious. You really have to make business inside of you and tap on this subconscious so that it will bring you another person that say, okay, well, he let you have it for $900, $250 more. Oh, that is $1,250. Let's divide it by two, and then we both can go. That's what I want to offer you, too. So think about it, okay?
I will. How would I get in touch with you if I decide to?
Well, you go to my website, and you click, you just type drturi.com. Type just D-R-T-U-R-I or D-R-T-U-R-I, Dr. Turi. I'm all over the world. I mean, you're going to have thousands of pages that have my name. And then from there, you can go to my website. And from my website...
Oh, I have your website in my favorites.
Well, then in that case, you can connect me. You click on contact. You can send me an email, and I work with you. Okay?
All right. Yes.
All right, sweetheart. Do you have any questions for me, or that's good enough for you for now?
Well, I just had one question.
Go ahead.
I've been thinking about relocating.
I already
right now,
saw that. Yes, we talked
yes,
about
right
that.
Now,
yes,
right now I'm in Massachusetts, and I really don't know what direction of the country I should
okay,
that I
now,
should move in
now,
that would benefit
are you,
me.
Are you familiar with one of my services called astrocartography?
I'm sorry?
Are you familiar with one of my services called astrocartography? No,
I remember seeing that on your website.
Okay. Now, you never, ever go anywhere not knowing what planet is above your head. When I was in England, I was under Saturn. The more I worked, the less I had. It was extraordinarily difficult and depressive for me to be under this very nefarious, negative planet. I relocated by accident. I didn't know then. Subconsciously, I relocated under the sun. I am right now under the sun. So between the winter Capricorn, Saturn, the depressive energy, and the sun, powerful light, you can see the difference of my life. So anything I touch under the sun turns out gold. Love, light, fame, the stage, I became a lion. I became a king, a Leo under the line of the sun, because the sun, he rules the sign of Leo. So before you go anywhere, maybe you want to do your astrocartography. So that will help you to find out. If you want to find love, go under a Venus line. If you want to be intellectually active and write a book, go under a Mercury line. If you want to be very lucky, well, go under a Jupiter line, but be ready to dwell with a lot of foreigners. If you want fame and health, go under a Sun line. If you want to deal with UFOs, well, go into a Uranus line. You want to be, if you relocate under a Neptune line, which is ruled by Pisces, the son of drugs and alcohol, you're going to end up like me in Hawaii when I was there, that I became an alcoholic. I didn't know why, but now I know. So check on that section of my site, astrocartography, and remember, knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. Do not relocate not knowing what planet is awaiting you. You got all that?
Right. I understand that. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Well, there's no way around it. You know, if you go shopping, you see the red light in the street at the stop sign, you better stop. These are the laws of men. And in the name of ignorance, because nobody taught you the laws of the divine, if you mess around those laws, you're going to have a penalty too. So be smart. Educate yourself. All right. Now, is there anybody else who wants me to dwell a bit? Yep, there is somebody else. Who is there?
Thank you.
Who is there?
This is, I'm holding for Dr. Turi.
This is Dr. Turi, honey. Who is this?
This is Trudy.
And give me your date of birth, honey.
June the 12th, 1949.
Okay, and tell me where you're calling from.
From Virginia.
Virginia? All right. Well, let me see what I see with you. Okay. Well, first of all, you don't seem to socialize enough. Am I correct or not?
Yes.
You stay home too much, honey. Do you like classical music? It's a question.
No.
Do you like to cook?
Sort of.
Sort of. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm just looking. Your moon is on the cusp, so I'm going to make sure you're in the right place. All right. Let me see here. Have you ever worked in hotels, restaurants with food? Is this a question? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I'm surprised you don't cook. Surprise. Anyway. Were some old people around you when you were growing up?
Yes.
Well, do you know, were you close to your grandpa or your grandma?
Both.
Yeah, but guess what?
What?
They are your guardian angels.
Oh, I knew that.
Oh, my gosh. They are very, very strong in guiding you since the day they left. You're lucky. Very lucky. I can tell you something, though. You never really had much luck with love, romance, or relationships. Correct?
Right.
Yep. You have the tail of the dragon in the sign of Libra. And that means you're so nice, you're so beautiful, you're so loving that people would use and abuse you after a while.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And you allow them to do that by turning yourself into a doormat. You need to stand a little bit stronger, take care of you for a change. You're always taking care of others.
Yes.
Well, you know what I see with you? I also see that you have great ability in the nursing fields. And
I have two daughters who are nurses.
Pardon me?
Both my daughters are nurses.
Okay, because I see a lot of strong nursing energy around you. So is your daughter. Are you an artist? It's a question. Do you have any artistical ability, like knitting or something like that?
Yes.
You do? What do you do? Tell me a little bit.
I like to make things out of wood.
I see. So you are an engineer. an engineer. I'm sorry, there's somebody calling my line, so if you hear a little bit of noise, just bear with me, okay?
That's fine.
All right. Well, let me tell you what you were doing in your past life. Okay with that?
Okay.
You were in England, and you were making furnitures, and that's why you have so much gift. And even as a female, you have the legacy of building and carving. You are like an engineer, like an architect. Do I make sense?
Yes.
And before that, do you want to know what you were?
Yes, please.
Oh, my gosh. You were with the Sumerian also, and you were designing edifices. You were designing, like, temples. You always have been into architectural type of work. And even as a female in this present reincarnation, you use your hands and your ability to structure. So it's something that you carry with you for a long time. And the only problem you had is, one of the main problems you had is that you never had any security and solidity as a child. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And on top of that, you're so loving and you're so peaceful that you have attracted wrong people and they have stopped you finding yourself. But this is going to change. This is going to change. You were born with the head of the dragon in the sign of Aries, and that means, of course, once you do find yourself, a great option to bring about all your wishes. Have you thought of writing or not?
Yes.
Okay, because you do have also this ability. Do you use computers or not?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you are halfway there. You have Jupiter in the world of Aquarius, and this means that you're lucky with computers, electronics. You're lucky with any form of psychology or astrology, for that matter. And if you were to master the trade, you could write about it. You could teach it. You could do a lot of things, but your stars are set where you definitely are going to be successful towards the latest part of your life. You understand that?
Yes.
Now, what else do I see with you? In June, around your birthday, the dragon will be moving into the sign of Pisces, and that will affect your home. You are a perfectionist. Do I make sense?
Yes.
Everything has to be clean and organized around you, correct?
Right.
Yeah, and that makes other people's lives misery. Your kids resent you sometimes for that because you want them to clean all the time, correct?
Right.
Now,
put things back.
I know. Put everything where they were. I know. I can see you, honey. And you also have problem on your lower abdomen, on your digestive tract.
Yes.
I know. So that's the stress, okay? Don't stress yourself. Now, you probably are going to be forced within the next year or so to relocate. Have you thought of it yet, buying a house, selling a house, or moving?
No, I hope I'm going to stay here.
Well, I'm telling you what I see for you, honey. No. You don't want to move, but the dragon has a different plan for you. Because this move may be forced upon yourself, and when it comes to you, you know, remember this discussion tonight, go with it. Because the dragon has also a great option for you, for your partnerships and for your career. And if you stay, you're going to miss the boat.
Okay.
Yep, you got a problem of moving. You want to be, life is a constant process of changes. Do I make sense?
Yes.
And if you refuse the changes, physically or spiritually, you are not helping yourself for your next level. So be prepared, okay?
Okay.
Now, it may be a good idea for you, especially with your moon in Capricorn, to put your hand on my book called Moon Power. Okay, it's like talking to me every day, preparing you for all the energies that are ahead of you. And then this book has also your characteristic for you, your kids, your parents, whomever, your lover, your husband, if you have a husband. This is all, this book has all the characteristic for everybody, and it has the forecast for everybody. And it has the daily guidance, the universal prediction. So it may be a good idea for you to have this book because you need some structure, some solidity that would allow you to take a little bit more chance because you don't go out enough. You don't go and get your wishes. You just stay there. You can't do that. You have to go out a little bit more. You have to be part of groups. And if possible, stay clear from groups that will give you only apocalyptic food, like we're all going to die because God is against us. Stay clear from anything that is religious poisoning. You don't need that.
No,
does that make sense?
I'm quite aware of that.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure, honey. Have you ever broken an arm or a finger?
Pardon?
Did you ever break one arm or a finger?
Yes, I hurt a finger a long time ago.
I see that, yes. Sometimes you do things a little bit too fast around the house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You slow down a little bit. Anyway, I can only tell you, honey, that this new dragon around your birthday has a very interesting plan for the next 2 years for you. So just go with the flow, you know, and if you get any opportunities or if you're forced out of your home because they're going to build a highway or whatever, you got to move or something, do it, okay? The dragon may decide to do things at the house. People say, well, we never move. The next thing you know, you got a tornado and your house is gone.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
We don't want that to happen.
So this is unavoidable.
Excuse me?
It's unavoidable. I can't avoid the move.
Uh-huh. Well, again, when you get moon power, you can order that from my website.
Yes, I will.
You go and click on the banner of Moon Power, order the book. It's, as I said, it's like talking to me every day where I will prepare you. And you can read a little bit more of the nuts and bolts of your own forecast or all the people around your forecast. It will give you an edge. It will give you a lead on all of them so that you can guide them too through what I wrote. All right?
I tried to get through to you on George Norrie, but I couldn't.
So you enjoyed the show, huh?
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much, sweetheart. All right, you have a good night. Bye-bye. What a beautiful lady. Well, I know there is a lot of you out there, and I tend to elaborate a little bit more on this show than on the George Norrie. I have to be much faster with George because, you know, there's so many people, and I got to keep up with the speed and the energy. But on my own show, I can take my own time and elaborate a little bit more. So keep listening, people. Keep tuning because you know what? You're going to learn something. Each time I'm on the air, you are going to pick up something. And if you're lucky, it'll be your turn one of these days so I can elaborate a little bit more for you, okay? So I'm about 3 minutes away from shutting down the show. I just want to remind every one of you that the worst thing that you can do is to expect a better life and do nothing about your present situation. If you need love, if you need more money, if you need a better job, you better get yourself in gear. You better put it into the universe out there and not just sit there. You know, you've got to prove to your subconscious that you mean business. I'm sure you heard, like I said last night on George Norrie, I said, a 125-pound lady, totally by accident, her toddler roll under a car. This 125-pound lady with one arm left the 1,500-pound car, grab a baby by the leg, and pull the baby to safety. Guess what? This is not fiction. This is reality. And there is so much more that your subconscious can do. But do you think this lady was washy-washy about saving the life of a toddler? Hell no! Sorry, my French. She meant business, and that's what you need to do. You need to prove to your subconscious that you mean business. If you say, okay, I want it, but I don't want it, I want it, but no, doesn't work that way. You've got to mean business, okay? So this way, your subconscious will miraculously connect with the superconscious in time and space and will bring you the people, the job, the love, the situation, the education, the link that can bring to your wishes. And you are the essence of that power. It's in you. You were born with it. This is why you were born at the image of God. And as always said, you like it or not, you know it or not, you are a God in training on this dense physical world. Even the Bible tells you, you were made at the image of God. And that means there is much more than the eyes can see about you. There is so much more about your inner self, your relationship with the divine, and the humongous, tremendous power that conducts our lives and destiny. So just be aware of it. Until next week, good night, everybody. This is Dr. Chiri, Starlight Show. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others' endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.